I want to talk today about why I am not excited about the price of silver. $60 silver, $63, $64 silver does not get me very excited at all. As a matter of fact, yesterday I was walking through my house and my son saw the price of silver and he goes, "Dad, I can't believe it's that high. I remember when it hit its all-time high, what, $49 back in, what, 2010, 2012. I'm like, "Yeah, pretty cool, huh?" And he goes, "You're not as excited as you were back then." And the reason why, it's because everything has changed for me. Years ago, I started to see ahead of time what was coming next. And so I invested in different things. I invested in real estate in 2000, 2001, when people were laughing at me as prices were dipping and interest rates were falling because people were losing their homes. Nobody wanted real estate after the dot-com boom and subsequent bust. I then sold my real estate in 2005, 2006, warning of a crash. I started getting ready to buy up little side hustles, inventory, and businesses. And during the recession, I was crushing it with a palm tree farm, buying up construction equipment and building materials and flipping them. And I started to see these cycles. I got into crypto back in 2017, and now there's an even better opportunity. I saw a Zero Hedge article that I want to read. I haven't read it, just a couple bullet points I want to bring you as far as curveballs in economics that most people don't see, very few people are ready, and most of them will never make money from it. It's silver, the silver market, you're gonna see become a mania. Now that it's hit all-time highs, you're gonna see the cup and handle stories come out. They're all true. You're gonna see silver take off. Someday you'll see silver at $100. I'll throw a party because it's sort of a time marker, but I won't be very excited about it because I'll already have been into the next thing that people are discarding. As the masses run into silver at all-time highs, I'm gonna be buying the things that they laugh at. I'm gonna talk to you about these curveballs, but I will say, in 2026, I think one of the most greatest opportunities is to buy, invest in real estate, not the way you think of, but very few investors understand how to do it, and that's tax liens and deeds. From stem to stern, I will show you my blueprint, links down below, crazy sale. And I highly suggest if you make a commitment to learning how to, you know, apply for these auctions and buy real estate for 10 to 20 cents on the dollar from the government, not from a person or from a bank foreclosure. Like most people think that's what's coming. Yeah, sure. Let the masses do that. Go and buy the homes from the government. You'll be shocked at how many are for sale. And if you don't have the money to do that, then the other part of the blueprint is how to buy tax liens and make 18 to 32% on your money. Insane. And that's in less than a year if they pay you before the year's up, which in a lot of times, because in the blueprint, I show you how to find those where they're going to pay you before the year's up. I'd highly suggest you look at that. So, and you can read all about it down there. All right. Deutsche Bank just put out its 2026 curveballs. I got this article. I'm not going to read the whole thing out of Zero Hedge. But I want you to just take some thoughts about these unexpected curveballs. Examples of unexpected curveballs that happened this decade include, in 2020, the pandemic meant the year ahead outlooks were redundant by the end of quarter one, meaning everything was thrown out the window, every playbook, nothing mattered. We haven't seen anything like this, well, honestly, in the last 100 years, almost to the day. Not on the Gregorian calendar, but another calendar. It says here, in 2021, a surge of inflation surprised the vast majority. There are many of you, do me a favor and give me a shout out. Type, "I saw that," or "I heard that," when you heard me warning of inflation in September of 2020. I've got videos, they're still out there, saying there's a wave of inflation gonna hit the nation. And I gave the examples of why. And it's important that people understand that there are certain people that can see these things ahead of time. And that's what I'm trying to teach every single one of you, how to see these trends ahead of time so that you can take advantage of them and make tons of money and crush it. Sure, you're gonna get made fun of along the way. But actually, after a while, it becomes it's sort of a laughing joke inside my head when people mock what I'm investing in now, because it's not the norm. Says here, in 2022, here's another example of a curveball that was thrown that nobody saw coming. Markets were caught off guard by the most aggressive rate hiking cycle since 1980s. Now, I know some of you, and I know tens of thousands of you saw my warning videos in December of 2021. Right before that, warning everyone, go and refi your homes. Type one, if you remember that, or if you refied your homes. I've gotten so many emails about this. I said the Fed is going to start aggressively hiking rates. Hiking rates. Because they're going to have to tame inflation. Because that inflation wave started about a year prior. And so many people went out and said, hey, I refied my home. You saved me hundreds, if not thousands of dollars in months or years, every year. And this is incredible because it's easy. Thank you, Uncle Waza, for the super chat. Thank you so much to everybody that does that. You know, it throws me off though. But I'll say this, we saw it. I warned people, you did it. All right, these are bigger cycles that affect your bottom line, your monthly income, so huge. But here, this is a curveball that analysts from Deutsche Bank are giving examples of. We never saw it coming. This is why I do my videos in a car or in a parking lot with a piece of cardboard or sit on a tricycle. Because I know what I'm doing, and it's not being cocky, it's years and decades of experience and learning from other people that are so much more successful than me. I'm constantly looking for more people to learn from. And I wanna teach you. Because once you see these things, sure, you're gonna get laughed at by your friends and family. But I'm telling you right now, while your friends and family are finally buying silver at all-time highs, I bet a bunch of you are done. I'm just curious, how many of you have been buying silver since you watched the channel, or maybe you learned it from something else, right? Someone else, which is great. But at these prices, you're like, I already did my work. Type two, if that's you. You're like, I did it. I'm good. I'm going to move on to the next thing. I want to find out where the ninja's going, where the next thing is. I'm still into crypto. As all these prices have dipped off their highs, I'm buying aggressively. But I'm also got a cash hoard for liens, deeds, real estate deals. This is a big deal. A lot of people on this channel, look at how many people are typing two right now in the live part. And I'll bet you tons of people are going to be typing two down in the after in the comment section. They've learned, they're like, we're not going to chase the hype. It's all good. All those friends and family that mocked me, we're good. Oh, you want to buy now? Good for you. Go buy some. I'm over here. Oh, that's funny to you? Weird. You're all getting confidence. Excuse me. You're all getting confidence financially, monetarily, economically. All right, let's go with some more. Here's another curveball that Deutsche Bank didn't see coming. In 2023, was that crazy, guys? This gets me excited. I'm not pumped on $60 silver. I'm pumped on this stuff. The next thing, in 2023, the consensus wrongly expected a U.S. recession. You know what's funny? In 2023, type three, if you remember this, Biden changed the definition of recession. And because he held the purse strings to all the people making the decisions and the announcements of recession, meaning, i.e., you're fired if you don't do what we say, well, no freaking duh. I'll bet you the guy at, or the lady at, what is this, Deutsche Bank, is a complete moron. Nope, you know what? Must be a complete moron. Not to understand that. So number three is, if you remember, Biden changing the definition of the recession. Woo! Man, we're just going to crush it. Type 10 if you're going to freaking crush it in 2026. And you better, every single one of you better be smashing 10 right now. I'd be doing it too. I'd jump onto my own live stream, but there'd be a weird echo. All right. I'm fired up. In 2024, barely anyone thought that the S&P would rise over 20% for a second year running. Now, I've been calling for a stock market crash because I've got those Ray Dalio vibes, because everything that should cause a stock market crash is in play. And it's been in play for a couple of years now. But I also said around 2022, 2023, it's actually been my thesis the whole time, the stock market is rising because of inflation. People are out there chasing yield. They're trying to find a way to keep up with or try and stay ahead of inflation. That's why money is diving in. And what happens is booms, if you remember the dot-com boom, price to earnings ratios or PE ratios were out of whack for years until they weren't. And that's exactly what's happening right now. Gosh darn, the stock market's held up by like five stocks. They're like the Fang stocks or whatever. They got all these different nicknames. And what they're telling you, just like the Great Depression started with the crash of 29, the whole stock market was held up by a handful of stocks. Weird. And it happened for a long time. But right now, what you're seeing is that last bit of push, the retail market pushing in. Money, money, money. They're going to lose. This is why I don't care about $60 silver. $100 silver, we'll throw a party. I still won't be pumped. Because I'll be making way more. What's $100 silver? That's doubling from 50? That ain't nothing. Every single one of you that bought silver when we were talking about on the channel at 11, 14, $19, $22. You remember how long silver sat at $22 for everyone on this channel? Type 5 if you remember that. I love asking you to answer me back because I need some, I need, Travis, the ninja needs feedback from you because this is a group of people around the world that are prepared, not scared. And we're going to thrill people in 2026. I'm not joking. 2026 is going to crush, especially in those liens and deeds. I'm telling you, you will be shocked at how many properties the government's going to be selling in 2026. Man, Kev Monty, thank you so much for the super chat. And yes, squirrel. I squirrel off all the time. I'm going to squirrel off right now. I need a squirrel. All right, I'm going to, ninja's buying a squirrel. Maybe I can get a live one, teach it to sit on my shoulder. Hello, squirrel. All right, so, here's another one in that Deutsche Bank, a curveball that came out of nowhere. In 2025, the Liberation Day turmoil led to the biggest stock market volatility since COVID and a huge surge in the U.S. elective tariff rate. That, all right, I'm not even going to read the whole one. That's so stupid. How many times did Donald Trump say there's going to be short-term pain for long-term gain, right? I've been saying it too. These things are going to cause issues, these tariffs. People aren't going to like them. They're going to throw up a tantrum. And that's exactly, the tariff tantrum happened. And what's funny, whoa, that's awkward. Don't do that live. Whatever. Ninja already did. the tariffs, you know, when we say short term, do you know how many people expect to get rich overnight? Like, I'm not joking. All right, I'm going to make an admission. I am the economic ninja. I own a financial education company. And 90% of my students are insanely incredible. They're freaking raging awesome. They get it. They're just learning how to buy a course and say, hey, look, this one cost me $200. My goal is to get $200 back as soon as I can through all these lessons and then repeat it. Yet 10% of people don't watch the lessons and go, this ain't gonna make me rich. I just read the, no, I'm not joking. I read the titles of the videos. I want a refund. All right, give them a refund. These are people that are constantly going to lose because they're lotto ticket buyers. I can't help them. I can't help the 10%, but I can help the 90. And that right there, that tariff tantrum, they think that everyone thinks that soon, you know, short-term gain, a pain for long-term gain is like, oh, a couple months, a month maybe. No, that's not the case. We're talking years. This is a war. This whole term for Trump is going to be a fight with these tariffs. And a fight with Congress. I hope you guys are ready for this. If you want my blueprint for what I believe this next year is going to change so many people's lives, they're going to start entire companies around it, investing in real estate with literally as little as $300 to get, you know, returns of 12, 18, 32%. Yes, you told me that's what specific state governments around the nation pay per year for you to invest this way. Or if you want to buy houses outright for 10, 20 cents on the dollar, from these auctions from your house, then go take a look at the sale I got below. That's my blueprint down below. And I highly suggest you put in for a year of coaching. I'm gonna be honest right now. I price this at less than 5% of what the industry, the education industry, charges people to learn this skill, these sets of skills. I did this on purpose. If you take action, and you want to go crush it in 2026, I highly suggest you go take a look at it. I've even supplied group coaching calls for a year for you if you add that on at an insanely cheap price. And look, Nostra, I'm not going to say your name, Nostra Domas says the tax lien course is awesome. Thank you so much. And you know what? That, my students say such nice things about me and I never ask them to do that. And I so appreciate it. All right. The Economic Ninja is out. Okay.